Well, this evolution, Richard, then, to the Star Children, and as you said, it was happening years ago at a much slower pace, and now it seems to be picking up pretty dramatically. Is there a reason for that, that they need to have so many of these hybrids out here?
Well, it's not that they need. This is never about their needs.
So it's us.
It's about us. Right. They're the Peace Corps workers. We're the folks that could stand a little help.
Yeah, we need the free food and everything else a Peace Corps does.
Well,
right?
Translating that into modern Western society terms, we are at a very critical edge. The Star Visitors have several main themes in their messages, and one of them is, you know, you cannot proceed with the nuclear weapons in war. This is madness. You will destroy yourselves and the planet. This is a no-go. Another big theme message that I hear time and time again in their communication people is the environmental degradation of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Whole ecosystems are collapsing. You guys keep going the way you are. The planet's going to spin down to where it won't be a place you can live on. And our own scientists said that at the Rio de Janeiro Environmental Conference, too, by the way. So they're here to try and wake us up. I mean, part of their message is ringing alarm bells, sort of the Paul Revere thing. The other half of the message holds out a vision of a better future if we, you know, lay off the warfare and the environmental destruction and the greed and the conflict and the violence and learn to get along as a family on Earth, you know, as a peaceable society, then they would like to, at that point, invite us to join the larger community of inhabited worlds out there, sort of the latest member of the Galactic UN, if you will.
Right now, there's no invitation.
Not only is there no invitation, our space program folks have been told to stay the hell out of space until we get our act together. That is why the Apollo moon program shut down, and we just, you know, sit in orbit, spinning around in little space shuttles.
All right, so you believe that the reason why we did not go back to the moon once we ended the Apollo program was because we were told not to?
Well, it's not a question. Just I believe I have from what I consider good sources that NASA astronauts have been told that, and the word's gotten back to NASA officials and to the highest levels of government that that's the message.
Richard, the Star Kids project, then the effort for them to, well, first of all, how are they hybriding them? I mean, is it the act of a normal male and female on this planet where their child, you know, they're carrying a child, they're going to have a baby anyway, and then they alter this child, or are they implanting the woman with this child? Does the man have anything to do with it? Or are they just merely bringing this hybrid down to the planet and just somehow putting it, or whatever you want to call the hybrid, the child, into society somehow?
Good question. The basic way it mostly happens is they, for the ones that are physical hybrids, are that they visit one or other parent, alter their genetics of their reproductive material so that the little gene splicing.
Prior to conception.
Sometimes after conception, but mostly prior to conception. So that when the parents go on to have kids the way people have kids, lo and behold, the kid comes out and starts to develop in a more advanced way because he's got more advanced genetic wiring going on. Another way, as I already indicated, is the incarnational route where the kid comes in with this, shall we say, leftover Star Visitor consciousness from a previous incarnation, and
mm-hmm.
even though he's human, he's got enough of this other energy and abilities on board to function at a higher level.
And these Star Children look like normal human beings, right?
Right.
Okay.
With a few minor exceptions, not enough that they really, you know, people shake their heads when they walk by, but But if you look very carefully for a few things, you can notice them.
Such as?
Slightly normal, a larger than normal head size.
But not like it's out of proportion.
Not hugely.
Okay.
But and the development that tends to be larger is in front and on top, which is the part of the brain case where higher intelligence and psychic abilities are situated. Probably no coincidence.
What about wider eyes?
Not particularly, except that the larger head size will cause the eyes, of course, to sit a little farther apart, just out of proportionality.
Yeah. What else?
Body temperature tends to be a degree or two lower than 98.6 standard.
Really? Okay, so if they're getting their temperature taken by their pediatrician, it's 97.6 maybe, or something like that, you're saying?
Well, I'll give you a personal case here.
All right.
When I was altered as things went along. Whether I was a star kid from the get-go is an open question. There was no literature or knowledge at that time. When I was a little kid and my mother took my temperature, I had 98.6 like every red-blooded American
sure.
ought to have. Now it reads more like 96.8, not quite 2 degrees down.
Age shouldn't have done that, Richard.
No, age doesn't do that. The various star seeds out there and star kids have typically a reduced body temperature. You say, well, that's a curiosity. I've been told by a physiologist, no, that's quite interesting because what it means is you're not burning up as fast. And I'll link that to a couple other things that are physical as well. Star kids are kind of funny. They tend to develop faster than the average kid. They often sit up faster, start to walk sooner,
talk quicker,
sooner,
sure.
All of those things. And then at the back end, as they get older, they don't tend to look their age. They don't tend to be as worn out. They tend to stay a little more robust, and people tend to underguess their age.